This is Akashvani Shillong, the Northeast News Bulletin, read by Miranda Blah. In Assam, rescue operations by multiple central and state agencies continue to locate trapped miners inside an illegal rat hole coal mine at Umrangso in Dimhasaw district. On Monday early morning, the coal miners were trapped inside the 3-kilo coal quarry after a sudden gush of water. The body of a miner was retrieved on Wednesday and 8 miners are still missing. An expert rescue team of Western Coalfields Limited from Nagpur arrived at the accident site with a massive submersible pump. The Navy, Army, NDRF, SDRF, ONGC and District Administration are trying to trace and rescue the miners trapped inside. The opposition parties in Assam have slammed the state government over the mining tragedy and demanded a judicial probe for strict action against the culprits. Police have already arrested one individual, Punish Munisa, in connection with the case. The National Green Tribunal had banned rat hole mining in 2014. However, coal is still extracted by this dangerous method in the northeast. A two-day Meghalaya cabinet retreat began at Sohra yesterday with the objective of providing a platform to government departments to highlight their programs and initiatives. In a step to enhance the stability of agricultural income, the cabinet approved the CM Assure scheme. It is a targeted market intervention initiative focused exclusively on non-perishable commodities. The scheme will address the challenges of price volatility that small and marginal farmers in Meghalaya face, particularly during periods of market downturns. The Meghalaya Cabinet, chaired by Chief Minister Conrad K. Sangma, yesterday announced revision of minimum wages across all categories of workers in the state. For unskilled workers, the wages have risen from 419 rupees to 525 rupees, while semi-skilled workers will now receive 565 rupees, up from 474 rupees. Skilled workers' wages have been increased from 530 rupees to 605 rupees, and highly skilled workers will see an increase from 586 rupees to 645 rupees. The Cabinet also amended the Meghalaya Building and Other Construction Workers Regulation of Employment and Conditions Rules 2008. The amendment enhances benefits for the approximately 80,000 to 85,000 registered construction labourers in the state. Assam Chief Minister Himanta Biswa Sarma has said that the issue of climate change will substantially decrease if 30% of the transport in the country is done through inland waterways. The Chief Minister was addressing the second Inland Waterways Development Council meeting in Kasiranga yesterday. He urged all Chief Ministers to take steps to see how much of the road and rail transport can be converted to inland waterways. The Chief Minister said that under the leadership of Prime Minister Narendra Modi, the inland waterways are being reinvented to suit the changing times. 5 distinguished individuals from Meghalaya have been selected to attend the Republic Day Parade at Kartavya Path, New Delhi. They are part of a special group of the 35 representatives from the Northeast showcasing the region's contributions to the vision of Swarnim Bharat. These special guests include women entrepreneurs, national award winners and beneficiaries of flagship government schemes. Priority has been accorded to those who have not visited Delhi before. Meghalaya Chief Minister Conrad K. Sangma yesterday opened the centenary jubilee celebration at Chutwaku locality, West Janja Hills district. He congratulated the Dorbar Chunong or village council for fostering growth and prosperity in the locality. The Chief Minister termed them as progressive for leading the way in encouraging women leadership and participation in community welfare as early as 1931. He said that Chutwaku also gave space for youth organizations to thrive since 1931. Prime Minister Narendra Modi will participate in the Viksit Bharat Young Leaders Dialogue 2025 at Bharat Mandapam in New Delhi tomorrow on the occasion of National Youth Day commemorating the birth anniversary of youth icon and one of the greatest spiritual leaders of India, Swami Vivekananda. Mr. Modi will engage with 3,000 dynamic young leaders from across the country. And with that, we end the Northeast News Bulletin, which came to you from the Shillong station of Akashvani. Have a nice day.